What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of House Party, a Big Brother podcast. I'm Andrew Cox, joined always by Ryan Duvall.
Hey.
And we've got a special episode for you tonight. It's our after party, where we'll be going over all our thoughts on this entire inaugural season of Celebrity Big Brother. And we have a special guest of honor at this party, Mr. Judd Darty. Judd, welcome back.
Greetings, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing
good.
Well.
How are you?
Doing great.
Well, let's begin. Judd, you got caught up with the season since the last time we spoke to you.
It was a lot. Those episodes were super long. I mean, a lot longer than I planned on, you know, but like I fit them all in. It was a lot better than I thought. And even though I knew like what was going to happen because of you guys, I still enjoyed it a lot.
Hey, you asked to be spoiled.
Yourself. Yeah, and I watched it all still, you know. I did skip a few competitions.
Understandable. But that being said, I'm curious, what were your favorite moments of this shortened season?
You know, I liked a lot of it. I really enjoyed a lot of Omarosa and actually Brandy too, and I thought she'd be a lot more annoying. Like I really did. I didn't think I would like her at all, but she was a lot cooler than I thought. I really liked Meta. Like that might not be popular, but I mean, like I know like the boat or whatever that pissed a few people off, I think, but I really liked him. I thought that was really funny because like I think it's funny when people get pissed if it's not important. So I just like pictured like a bunch of social justice warrior like videos, you know, of like you know the like. Person they show screaming or whatever.
Not important, though. That's the vote that determines the winner.
I know, but I mean, it's not like life or death, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think it's so funny when people are pissed, but like, even if I'm pissed myself, like, just knowing somebody else is pissed, it makes me like laugh. I can't help it. So I just like thought of that while he did that. Even Julie was even pissed, wasn't she?
I think she was shocked more than anything.
What did she say though? It was funny.
I'm not sure. I think she tried to play it off as a joke. But Andrew, what did you say?
Do you think that he actually voted randomly, or he was just said that?
Hell yeah, dude. I think. What do you think?
I mean, I think he was going to vote for Ross anyway, or that's what I would have thought that he was going to do. But maybe he did just kind of close his eyes and pick one.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I just wasn't really paying attention, but I thought that he did that.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he actually was random.
I mean, I think my opinion changed during that process because I think we already thought we knew what the outcome would be. And then midway through of that vote, I realized that maybe it's not as safe bet as I thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, but Julie had a good answer about it, you know, like, I just heard, like, maybe it was an interview or something, she was just like, well, I guess it was with Aika, that's what it was, I watched her interview with Aika, and did you guys see that?
Yeah, I just watched them a little bit ago.
Yeah, she was like, what was it she said, like, the reason?
She said, basically that, that's the game, like, you know, you have to take people's like emotions into consideration, and it's all about ego and how you made them feel. So they're going to be thinking about themselves when they're voting. And, you know, someone like Shannon, who Ross pissed off, like she's going to vote, you know, however she wants.
Yeah, I mean, I know this like format's a little different and everything, but they kind of talked like it was like happening a lot more and stuff. Do you think like, new contestants like learning from all these previous seasons, it's like really changing the like how the game evolves or whatever, like a lot more like now because there have been so many seasons, or do you think it's just because this is like a celebrity version and they don't give a shit?
No, I think with anything there's a learning pattern that happens after so long. I mean, this is arguably the 21st season of American Big Brother, so they have plenty to base it off of. So I'm sure after a while, there's no more tricks up anyone's sleeves anymore.
Right. It's like, it makes the game harder each season, you know, like even if the players are really good, it gets harder because they're running out of ideas of like things that don't, you know, like somebody could do something and they'd be like, oh, he's having like a funeral like Dan had, you know, like shut up, you know, like that's how people are. And like, you know, then they try to do those things they've seen on other seasons. People pick up on it really easily. Like nobody's that stupid, but, makes them run out of ideas, I feel like.
But that just leads to innovation. Like you said, that the whole Dan funeral thing, I would have never thought of that. If I was in his position, I think I probably would have just killed over at that point.
Yeah.
But look at him. He made it through.
Yeah, but like now people, they want to like try to do some little trick like that. They always look so suspicious, you know? Like he played it off great, you know? But now everybody's like more paranoid and looks for things, I feel like. So I feel like, do you guys feel like people play a little bit more safe and stuff? Like on the celebrity version?
Well, so yeah, this is it's something I was thinking about. And this was a clip I took out that from Aika's interview with Brandy.
You voted for Ross?
I did.
Why did you vote for Ross?
Because I think that people are taking this too seriously. It's a game. And he played the best game in the house. And it's not personal. It's not like, oh, you lied to me. Guess what? That's the game you're supposed to lie.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. And if myself, I'm a friend of his outside of the house, and I'm not taking it personally, people that just met him shouldn't be taking it personally.
And then like right after that, she said that basically that because it was the celebrity edition, you know, people were, they were always like worried about their image.
Right.
In the house all the time and how they were going to be perceived. And so I think that came into the vote a little bit, you know, especially with the Women's Alliance, if they, you know, didn't vote, maybe if they felt like if they didn't vote for the woman, then after they had talked up the alliance the whole time and like getting a win for a woman, then maybe they were worried about how that would look.
Yeah. I don't know though. It's just like, they have to see, like, how popular Ross is, though. I mean, like, he's very well-liked. But, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, I agree with that 100%. And I agree with Brandy. However, like, everyone's different. I'm a bitter shit juror, like, for sure. I don't give a shit. I would vote for who I'm friends with. Like, you know, just talking about it, like, it sounds better to say, no, I'll vote for the best game. But when it came down to it, like, Brandy and Ross weren't friends, like, I think it might have changed things for her especially, you know, maybe not for a stronger player, but I mean, she's a smart player, and like when she says that, I mean, not the smartest, but anyways, but whenever she says that you have to lie, you don't have to lie. I mean, there's like so many different directions you can take it. You really don't have to lie. Like, I feel like a lot of people go out of their way to be schemey and lie for no reason. Like, lie if you need to, but don't just fucking go around being a psychopath, like making up lies and drama. I feel like people do that every fucking season. I remember on 17, like, Austin was doing that shit to the fucking, like, I think it all started with the twins or something. And I think Shelly said it best when she's like, nobody can just chill and have an alliance. Somebody always has to run around and screw it up. And it's just like that on every season. It's just so annoying when people just make drama and like lie for no reason. So I mean, there's different styles. I mean, that's a respectable game too, but there's lots of different respectable games and ways the game can be played. One strategy, like, everyone doesn't have to agree, and like everybody plays different strategies better or worse than each other, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's more of a fan service type thing, you know, being in the house, that the person who can cause the most drama, the most watchable television, is the person that you're most likely going to root for, in my opinion. Because if someone is in the house causing drama, it's making me want to watch. I would personally want that person to stay longer because they're making it more interesting for me. So I can see that, like, obviously maybe you can agree with me that, you know, being inside the house, maybe you're constantly thinking, should I do what I want to do, or should I do what I think people want to see?
Yeah, I mean, if you're wanting to play to win the money or play for America's favorite is what that comes down to. And, you know, like I said, like, everybody has a different style that works for them. Like, it doesn't work for me really good to be, like, a villain in that type of, like, environment. And it all depends on the people you're also playing with, you know, because, like, different people react to different things and personalities different. So, I mean, I'm just saying basically that's not the right way to play the game, because there's not really a right way to play it, you know, because, like, I just hear people say, oh, you have to lie and scheme, that's the only way you can play. Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm just saying, don't go out of your way and just make random drama. I feel like those people just make targets of themselves. I just think of people like Amanda and stuff that are just like drama mania, but, you know, they don't go out of their way, you know, to fuck their game up that bad, like unrepairable, you know, just for no reason. I feel like that's what, if you're just playing for America's favorite, you don't care to do that. Like, just be as reckless as you want, because it doesn't matter. You're only playing for the 25,000. But if you're playing for that million, like, I don't know, it works for Evil Dick, but it doesn't work very often.
Speaking of dramatic plays, what moves this season did you appreciate that were made?
Oh, that's a hard one. I mean, just anything when people switch it off, and that happened a lot.
I got so silent.
Oh, no, no.
Go on. Sorry.
Just anything like that switches things up. Like, I don't even care if it fucks over the people that I like. You know, if something switches in the game, or, you know, somebody screws over, like, what you think is going to happen, basically. I really enjoy moments like that, and that happened a lot this season. You know, it just gives you something to be excited for, even if it's not, like, what you want to happen. If it's just, like, it just gets boring if it's just the same or repetitive stuff. So I think this season was good on that. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Personally, I think, I mean, even up until eviction night, you could never know who exactly would go home, because people who, you know, you thought were a shoe-in to leave, you know, someone's breast milk would be depleting, or someone missed their family and weird stuff like that, to where anybody was a toss-up. Anyone could have gone home at any time, other than, you know, a gameplay standpoint, it was just more emotion than usual.
I don't know, but, like, is that a good thing? I mean,
it's not necessarily a good thing, but it also keeps, you know, it's not a for sure thing. Like, it would be, like, last season, I could have told you who the top five was going to be.
Yeah.
So, like, early on. Pace. Yeah, exactly.
That was like a cult, though. Like, bizarre shit ever. Like, Josh won that shit. Like, what?
Yeah, I was not a Josh fan, but when it was him and Paul, I was certainly rooting for him.
Yeah, that's really, like, ironic how that worked out. Like, I don't know. Never mind. I'm not going to go down that direction. But
that's a whole nother episode right there.
Yeah. Not getting into that. But, yeah, I really like that. Like, this season was exciting like that because, you know, like I said, even when stuff happened that I really didn't like, even, like, with the vote at the end, I think, like, I know I expected Ross to just, like, win, like, hands down. I didn't really think about it. And then I was like, oh, they you know, they're voting a lot different than I thought. Like, I just thought Ross played, like, a clearly better game, and they'd be like, oh, let's vote for him for the better game. Like Brandy said, you know, but, you know, I don't think Ross was, like, that bad either. Like, he wasn't just, like, running around starting drama for no reason. Like, everything I said, like, I didn't mean Ross, because I didn't even really look at him as a villain at all.
No, exactly. And I kind of felt bad for him when he had to ask the person next to him, said, did I get the villain edit? I mean, did people think that I was the bad guy? And luckily not, because he did win the viewer favorite, so he didn't leave empty-handed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, like, I feel like even in everyday life, we lie a few times. Like, I know I do all the fucking time. Like, if it's, like, not a big deal, like, I'll say a few lies. And I feel like that's kind of like what Ross did. Like that's the kind of lies he told. He didn't run around, like, starting shit kind of lies, like, that bad. So that, I guess that's why he's so rootable, I felt like, you know, because there's that, and then he's just, like, super nice and shit. He's, like, the perfect type of person to play the game. And I was really impressed with, like, how he was at competitions. Like, I underestimated him with that. And I really underestimated Ariana.
Oh, yeah.
Is that really her name, Ariana?
There's a D in there. A D before the N.
Adriana?
Ariad. No.
What the hell? I don't know.
Yeah. It took me forever to – you should see the first episode of this podcast. I – couldn't do it. Andrew had to do it for me.
I can't say her name. Miss Columbia. I was really impressed with her. I mean, she kind of didn't, I feel like she really didn't give a shit at the end, you know? But all during the game, she was a lot more strategic than I thought. And she's just like really like intuitive. I don't know. I was really impressed.
Shannon out of the house. Come on. Oh my God, the biggest threat ever. She's the best player. I mean, she was the best player.
Yeah, I mean, she got Shannon out, but I don't think Shannon was really as good of a player as they kept on saying.
No, that was the strangest thing, how they kept building her up. I mean, if she was such a good player, she wouldn't have been out at, you know, as early as she was.
She thinks because she's watched every season, so it's like on Rosa. But anyways, like, That just makes, and you know, that she's friends with like Dan and Derek, whoever, like, probably, you know, got like little strategic ideas from, like, that doesn't make you a good player. Like, it's not like you deserve to win because you have, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's kind of how she was. Like, she's pissed that she didn't get what she deserved almost. Like, I mean, I know she's probably not thinking of it that serious, but,
well, part of being a good player is knowing your pace. And she obviously just went 0 to 100 as soon as she stepped inside, and that put a target on her real quick. Had she have just played, you know, in the shadows a little more, she could have easily made it to the finale because, you know, obviously she was good. But if you can't control, then no, that's part of playing the game, and that's where she lacked.
Exactly, and I feel like she got worse after she was out of the house, you know? I don't know, like, even at the finale and stuff, like, I don't know, kind of like, I wouldn't go far to say poor sportsmanship, but
grudge.
I would say it's kind of flirting with that.
Yeah, because she was, you know, when she was being interviewed with Aika, Aika was laying on some tough questions. Ooh. Like,
why couldn't you take your own advice? That it's just the game.
It is just a game, but there's different ways you can play the game, and there's ways you can play it and win with integrity, and I respect that a little bit more than what I saw some people doing. Like, I got a...
Oh, please. She actually did something so terrible. I mean, her being such a fan of the show, she should respect his game a lot more. I mean, I'm not saying that she has to feel that way, like I said earlier. You know, I agree with what she says, just like I agree with what Brandy says, but also disagree for the same exact reasons, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, it's... Yeah, you can play with integrity, but that don't mean that's the right way to play it. You know, like, and her being a fan, she should kind of know that. Like, there's so many different ways you can play it, you know? And she knows he didn't do anything that bad. Like, I've seen people, like, cutthroat a lot worse than she got.
Well, I guarantee you she wouldn't have that opinion if it happened to someone else.
Exactly. She would be telling them, just calm down, that's a good gameplay. Like, they wouldn't have done that if you weren't a big threat, so you should look at it as a compliment. That's what she'd be saying.
Yeah. And part of it is, you know, being an actress, I think the drama seems to follow her.
Had a scene in a movie, I don't know, like, never mind.
Well, what she said was...
I mean, people act like she's fucking, like, Audrey Hepburn or something, like, really? She was in... I don't know, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, it's just, like, I don't think she was, like, playing it like that. I think she was, like, playing it like a Big Brother fan and, like, a fan of the game, not, like, a you know what I'm saying, and not like an actress. I don't think she was using that as her strategy because, like, I don't know, she lives in South Africa and stuff. I don't think she's, like, filming that much and stuff. She's probably not, you know, I don't know. I'm not discrediting her at all, but I'm just saying I don't think that was, like, a big part of her strategy. I think she was just going to play, like, how she thought the game should be played, you know. That's what she thought, and I think she's just really disappointed that it didn't work out that way. But that's the thing, like, each cast brings a different dynamic, and, like, what works for certain people don't work for everyone. You know,
exactly. So,
like, these people aren't going to just be fooled because she's so brilliant, you know, like, she has to get more articulate with that brilliance and not just, like, I don't know. It just snuck up on her, I understand, but I'm not trying to discredit her, but I don't think that was, like, her strategy, because I just keep hearing a lot, like, I mean, not just from you, but, like, I've seen on Twitter and stuff, like, actress, like, around that time, I'm like, I don't think that's, like, how she's approaching this, you know? That's just my opinion, though. She might be. Like, I don't watch, like, the interviews. I don't follow a lot of them on Twitter. Like, I don't really care, like, after the fact, you know, like, what they say. So I'm glad that I heard the interview, though, because Ike is the best.
Going off that, Andrew, what was your favorite move of the season?
Favorite
move? Game move that was made.
Oh, man. I don't know. A lot of what I would have said were my favorite moves were the ones that kind of got, like, squandered. So I would have really enjoyed if she had actually, if Shannon had actually gotten backdoored on Ross's HOH like they were planning. But that didn't happen. So
what do you think? Do you think she was a sore sport? I don't know. I'm not trying to, like, talk. I feel like I'm talking like I don't like her and I don't really feel that passionate about it, so I don't want to, like, give anybody the wrong idea here, but I do feel like she was kind of a poor sport about the whole deal. Like, I'm not trying to go back on that too big, but am I wrong about that? I'm just wanting y'all's opinion.
Well, like you said, the word disappointed is kind of what I would use. I think she was just kind of, like, upset with the way that it went out, because what she had said with when she was talking to Aiko was basically that the what bothered her the most after she left and when she went and watched it was that whole plan to get her out on Ross's HOH, that she was going to be backdoored and she had no idea about it. And to me, and because she had thrown that, or she had told James to throw that HOH to Ross. And so she was hurt that she helped him get there and then he was going to backdoor her. But I'm like, you know, that's ultimately on you for, you know,
exactly
trusting him enough to give him the HOH, and when after you've already won two competitions, I mean, you're clearly a threat. Like, if you're that comfortable with it, I mean, it's your fault ultimately. So I think she was just a little taken aback by,
she underestimated people, I think.
Right.
Because there was a lot more fans than I thought there would be. Like, I figured that most of them wouldn't know the game at all, and, like, a lot more of them did than I thought. Like, I think when we did the other one and I'd only seen a few of the episodes, I really thought that a lot of them were exactly like meta, you know? And
well, can you imagine a season full of metas, though? I mean, one would not have to get anything done.
Well, see, I would see stuff on Twitter without, like, seeing episodes, and it's just, like, people's opinions, so I was kind of, like, thinking of everyone, like, and I guess because if somebody says something about wanting to go home, you know how people do on Twitter, like, taking it for real and, like, you know, but everybody says that shit. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I just want to go home, meaning, like, they want to get the fuck out of that little space for a little bit and eat whatever they want.
Well, for some people, it meant leaving because, I mean, from episode one, I'll go back to meta. Meta wanted to leave, and then for a short period he was fine. Nothing was said, and then all of a sudden he couldn't take it anymore and had to leave. And that for me was probably my least favorite move, because what I thought was a safe bet of him getting to the finale were completely blown out of the water because he couldn't stand to stay in that house for six more days for the money.
You would think that they had been in there for 7 months.
I know. I mean, can you imagine if they were in for a regular season? You give them 90 days. No, they couldn't.
God. It is too long, though. Like, I'm not just saying that because, like, oh, it's just so hard to be in there for so long for them. I'm just saying, like, it kind of gets, like, I kind of lose a little bit more interest than I used to. And I think that might be why, because I think of, like, the older seasons, like, they were, like, 70-something days. And I really like the older seasons a lot more. And, you know, I'm thinking of, like, 10, you know, some of my favorites, like, back then. And I think it might have to do with, like, it just being longer and me just kind of getting a little more tired of it, you know. I don't know. It might just be me, but I got to give it to Meta, though, because he really, like, he took it really good, though. Like, a lot of people be, like, complaining really hard if they were wanting to go home and, you know, pretty much wanting to walk, you know. So I'm surprised he didn't do that. Like, I mean, if he did, I don't even know about it because, like I said, I don't really keep up with this on Twitter that much. I do, like, you know, if I want to look around for a little spoiler or something, but I don't, like, seek him out that often. So, like, he could have just, like, raised hell, but he was kind of, like, a good sport about it, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, Andrew and I were talking earlier in a previous episode about how that might have something to do with the way that the payment plan was set up for the house guests this season, because you know, Keisha and Meta both politely asked just to vote out, because if there was a walkout, I think we came to the conclusion that they probably wouldn't get the money that was being offered to them.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure. And it's even like that on a regular season. I'm pretty sure, like, it doesn't really happen though. You know, I don't know anybody that's happened with, so I don't really know exactly what would happen, but that was kind of my impression when I did the show, that if I just left, like, even during jury, you remember when I said that I wanted to leave, like, that's, like, a big reason why I did stay. And I feel like people would leave a lot more, I feel like.
Yeah, that was something Brandy.
Keep that up. Make it even, I don't know, use it even more for, like, little, like, smaller things. I won't be there. I don't give a shit. I'm serious, though. Like, people doing stuff, like, McRae or somebody was talking about it, because I know the other countries do it. Like, when people don't have their microphone on and they have to tell them 20 times, like, get real. Like, after a week, you should have that shit together, like, by the time the feeds are on and stuff. It's kind of like your job. I mean, not really, but I mean, like, everybody else shouldn't have to hear that shit all the time. And, you know, like, I feel like the whole house should be punished for things like that. And that would make people targets and stuff. Like, that kind of puts the roommate situation in a little bit more. And you know what I'm saying? And makes that a factor that we don't see a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we have you. You're our insider.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, do you guys watch the feeds, though? Because it's super annoying for, like, feeders.
I have not watched the feeds, but I will say that I talked to season 13's Will Hauser, and he said that one thing he did when he wanted to get away from the cameras, he didn't want to be, you know, part of the edit, he would just sing. And because...
Well, that's smart.
Yeah, because CBS doesn't want to pay for the rights to that whatever song he's singing.
Well, they can't. Like, they can get in trouble.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, because if you're watching the feeds, it is annoying, because when they start singing or doing something they're not supposed to, they'll be like, please stop singing. They'll cut away. They'll show something else.
Yeah, and it's like screwed.
Because they only have four angles or whatever, so it's just like half of it will be hogged up because someone wants to sing a song.
Yeah, like copyright, like, that's a bigger deal than you think. Like, so, like, Big Brother is, like, super dangerous because it's live, you know, and anybody can just spout out anything they want. I mean, like, I don't think that, I don't know, like, I don't have a clue, like, what they would do, but I don't think, like, they would actually get in trouble for that. You know, they get warned about it and stuff because they can't use that, but that's actually, like, a good strategy. Because, I mean, the cameras around and stuff like that. And getting called to the diary room and stuff, that, like, affects things. I remember, I don't even want to say Ninja or even think of who it was, but somebody on my season, like, at the beginning, didn't want to talk about game or alliances or anything like that. And I noticed he got called to the diary room, like, every 5 seconds, you know? And I was just like, all right, something's fucking up. Like, they're not calling him just to ask how he's been twiddling his thumbs all day. Like, there's got to be something that he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, little things like that you pick up on. So, but I wish I would watch the feeds more with the celebrity version, just to like look for things like that, you know?
But I think as celebrities, though, they're more used to the cameras, and I don't think that would bother them as much as...
You got to think, though, that would give them like more of a reason to like suspect and stuff if somebody's getting called to the diary room a lot. Like, why are they getting called in there? I've been doing a lot more than them. Like, didn't they think this was funny that I did earlier? You know what I'm saying? Like, they got bigger egos. Like, they're wondering why they're not getting called in. Are they not entertaining? Like, I'm just wondering if that was ever like a thing or not. Like, I didn't watch the feeds. I wish I had and kept up with Hamster Watch more and all those. I follow so many on Twitter. It's too much, really. I have a few favorites, and I really need... I'm not going to get into all that either. But I just really wonder, like... That's why, like, the feeds are so great. Like, I'm sure, like, you go back and look, but I don't really care that much to go back. You need to be a feeder. Feedster, whatever you call them. I don't have the patience. I've tried.
Yeah. I can't do that to myself because I know that that's how I'll spend my whole summer, and I have responsibilities to take care of, and I just can't afford to.
Well, you know what? I've tried several times, and I do. Like, I noticed that I like it more, like, at the beginning, because I don't know who anybody is. But a lot of times, like, I get super bored, you know, but it's not even that, like, because it's always something going on, but, like, the change of sound, like, so drastically, like, it'll be super quiet and then loud ass screaming, raving, like bust your eardrums, and you gotta like wake up your neighbors, everything. Like, it's like, you know, because you got your shit turned up because they're whispering, and then that shit happens. I'm just using Raven as an example because, like, I remember that happening when I watched the feeds last season, and it's like that drives me insane. Like, the I don't know, and I mean, that's really nothing that can be controlled, and I guess, like, people that watch the feeds all the time, they probably have like tips for that. But I was like watching on Roku, so annoying. I had to change it because of that. It was like giving me a headache.
So I told you my least favorite gameplay move. Do you guys have a least favorite, or at least a least favorite moment throughout the season?
I really wanted Ross to win, so that's a big one for me.
Yeah, me as well.
And Omarosa, I really liked her, but I didn't really expect her to win. I was surprised how far she got, actually. I mean, not really, but kind of. I mean, she was a good player. Like, I'm not saying, oh, they did so much to keep her because, you know, I've seen worse. But I don't know. I really enjoyed Omarosa. Like, she was a lot better than I thought. Like, you know, like, as a person, you know, like a... Like as a character, like, I thought she'd be a lot more obnoxious.
I think she was doing a little bit of damage control this season.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But she was also kind of part of my favorite, or my least favorite moments. So
yes, it was nuts because she was so magnificent and so dynamic and so awesome. And then she would say these crazy things, and you're like, she is such good TV. Like, there's moments where I'd just be watching her being like, oh, she's just making this up completely, but this is such good TV.
She's
like,
making this up.
No, there was a moment once where Ross and I were talking, and we're like, we can't vote her out. She's such good TV. Like, we want the TV show to be a good show. Like, yeah. We want to be on a hit show, yeah. Not on like a dumb show. Yeah. So
I mean, she was entertaining, Omarosa, but I don't know. A lot of the times when they would ask her questions about the politics and all that, you know, that started getting old.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was like the edit, though. Like, I feel like they just showed so much of that. Like, because I guess, though, like, they knew we were expecting that. So for the people that was like basically watching the show for that, you know, they wanted to give that to them. That's just my guess. But, yeah, I was so sick of that. I don't like it. That's just like, I don't know why I bring that into the to Big Brother. My God, we have it in everything else. The late night shows, like, you know, come on, Big Brother. But
I mean, yeah, I think it is just a rating thing.
Yeah, I mean, that, like, kind of goes with what I was saying about, like, the diary room and stuff. Like, they noticed that she was playing up a character, you know, and, like, saying things that just weren't true and stuff, but it was just, like, brilliant, and they didn't want it, you know, like, I guess Ross watching the show, and I don't know if, did she watch the show too? I can't remember her name, the winner.
Marissa,
yeah. I know her name, it's just like, I wasn't even being mean, I was just like, I could not think of it. Did she watch the show before? I mean, like, I think she did, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she said she was a fan.
Oh, okay, yeah, I thought so. See, like, they knew, like, I could tell, like, everybody knows these people that put on these fucking characters, and they act totally different when no cameras are around or when they don't think anybody's paying attention to them. You know, like, almost anybody that everyone, like, really, really likes puts on a fake character, I feel like. You know, like, you notice stuff like that, like, certain people, and that sounds how they were. They didn't want the show to suck, you know, they wanted it to, like, especially for them, that gives them, like, a lot more pressure, I feel like, to have to worry about the ratings and stuff. I know, I didn't give a shit, because I didn't have a career in the entertainment business, you know, so why the hell would I care? But they do, you know, like, they want to get other jobs and stuff and have Big Brother be a good thing on their resume, not just be some trashy reality show that they did. And I think that it worked out kind of good, you know, like, I don't think it looks like a trashy reality show like I kind of thought it would be.
That being said, if you were to rate this season among all the other seasons, where would you have it?
Ooh, I don't know. It's almost shorter. I feel like that makes the game a lot different because they like kind of had to make moves and stuff faster because it was just like crammed in shorter. But, you know, like, super entertaining cast and everything. I would put it up there, definitely like top 10 for sure.
Top 10? Okay.
Yeah, top 10 definitely.
What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, it was better than I was expecting, so I have issues with it, but I'd probably put it somewhere in the middle of the pack.
All right, you know? So you're probably thinking 10 too.
You think of like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah. I was thinking of this earlier, and I was how much I really enjoyed this season. And
it's your favorite ever?
Not my favorite ever. Not my favorite ever. I won't go that far. But I would maybe put up a few notches above 10. I'd say like a safe 8 at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay. That's pretty, I don't know, pretty consistent there.
A lot of...
It's a lot better, though. I like, thought that I would be like, oh, I don't even want to put it with the rest, you know, like, and I wasn't like that at all. Like, I really, really liked it, especially better than, like, this, like, newer format, like, ever since, like, 15, like, not just saying, like, throwing shade on myself for those other people, like... I don't know, it's kind of just like being a little different. I don't even know how to explain it. Not like an awful different, but just a little different, you know? And so I kind of thought this would kind of go in like a direction like that. And it was kind of, it kind of reminded me more of the opposite. Like it reminded me of like the older seasons that I liked a lot more. Like where stuff would kind of happen for the first time, you know? It kind of reminded me more of those. Yeah. And I really liked that. And it was refreshing.
I think something that I take into account when I'm picking a favorite season is the cast dynamic. And I just loved the way that this cast interacted with each other. You know, it wasn't too much bickering and it wasn't too much kumbaya. It was just the right amount that I felt that it worked.
Yeah. Kind of like why I like 10, but no, 10 was like more, it had more like drama, I feel like, but kind of like 17. I really liked 17. It's like my favorite newer one. And it had like a random dynamic, I feel like, with the cast. You know, like they didn't get along just great, but they didn't get along like, I mean, they didn't just like kill each other all the time either. Kind of have, you kind of, I like whenever people can kind of have that Irish way about them and just kind of like fighting and then like not having a big Full House moment about it, but just kind of like acting normal around each other again and not having to get into it all. You know what I mean? I feel like it's kind of like one of those, like,
move on type things.
Yeah, like move on, not dwell on things. Like, I feel like 17 was kind of like that, I feel like. I don't know. I really liked the 17 cast dynamic. But this one, they didn't really hold grudges. Maybe Shannon, though. I don't know. I keep going back. It sounds like I really don't like her, but I do. It's just, I guess I expected her to be more different about, or look at things differently. You know, because, like, I just thought that she'd know a lot more. Like I said earlier, I thought that nobody would know anything. Like, they'd all be like, mad at, and just not give a shit, you know. And they did care a lot more, and it was really interesting. Afterwards, a lot of them were just, like, saying how much harder it was than they thought. And you could tell that they genuinely meant that, and that they weren't just saying that for the interview. Because, I don't know, I thought that was really interesting.
Well, I personally think that it'll come back for a second edition.
I hope so. Sure. So we all three hope it comes back?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I'm hoping so. I can't imagine who the cast will be, but I'm sure.
Oh my god, I think it'll be better. Like, oh yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about ratings. I never look at that stuff, but I just hope that it did good, so we'll get like another good cast. Because I hope that it just stays where it's not like trashy reality show and just like a good show. And I feel like that's how it was. A good show, like you said, not too much of drama, but just enough. So it's good enough for like families and shit. Nothing too deep. I hate that. I hate something too deep that takes away from everything. You know, like, and then you feel bad, like if something, you know, if somebody gets voted out, or, you know, like they get to play that sympathy card, whether you agree with it or not, you know. I'm glad that it wasn't a bunch of that shit. Was it? I didn't think so.
Yeah. No, I think they found a good middle ground.
All that. Yeah. I mean, nobody's leaving, like, suing each other and stuff. And I kind of, like, expected that kind of shit a little bit more.
Anything else to add, guys?
Buy my new single. I'm just playing. I don't have a single.
Well, Jed, we appreciate you coming back and joining us again. And
I appreciate y'all having me. Hopefully, there'll be a new season soon. Sooner or later. Yeah. And, well, you know, the regular one, but I'm looking more forward to more celebrities. I think that'd be cool.
One thing that we can all agree on is that this celeb season was a very fresh take on a now old series. I mean, we're getting 20 years. That's doing pretty well. So with that, I say we'll close the show, and obviously we'll be back whenever the next season comes up.